From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The months-long struggle to stabilize Greece's finances is expected to get a boost today. European finance ministers will meet and are expected to approve a second multi-billion-dollar bailout, as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Brussels.
Ministers from the 17-member eurozone are expected to work late into the evening to make sure the numbers add up and that the $171 billion second bailout has a good chance of working. But there's deep skepticism still, given the worsening condition of Greece's economy, with its double-digit unemployment, negative growth, and an unsustainable debt load. There are also doubts, especially among the Germans and Dutch, that Greece's fractious coalition government will live up to its commitments to implement more painful spending cuts and tax increases, austerity measures that have already cost politicians their jobs and sent tens of thousands into the streets in sometimes violent demonstrations. The bailout, if it happens, amounts to an orderly default that ministers hope will stabilize the currency zone. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Brussels.
Researchers say it is possible to sharply reduce asthma attacks among children by sending health workers to their homes. NPR's Richard Knox has a report on a study in the journal Pediatrics.
In poor neighborhoods, one in six kids has asthma. Researchers at Children's Hospital in Boston identified nearly 300 low-income families with kids who had been hospitalized or gone to the emergency room because of asthma. Health workers visited these homes to identify asthma triggers, such as dust, mold, and pest infestations. They counseled the families on how to cut down on the triggers. The results were impressive. Over the next year, children had an 85% drop in asthma hospitalizations. Emergency room visits fell by two-thirds. The program saved $1.50 for every dollar it cost. That's got the attention of state Medicaid officials and other insurers. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.
Republican presidential contender Rick Santorum is intensifying his attacks on President Obama. In Georgia, Santorum talks about the budget, deficits, and defense.
The President of the United States says we just need to spend more, and the only thing we need to cut is the defense budget.
In fact, proposed defense budget cuts are part of a larger budget plan to meet a congressional mandate to trim spending. Santorum also attacks the health care law. A band performing during the annual Carnival Street Party in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. U.S. tourist Caitlin Miller says she's loved being part of the festivities.
I think this may be the most fun I've ever had in my whole life. It's my first time in Brazil. It's my first time at Carnival. And to see a bunch of adults smeared in mud dancing.
A bit farther to the north, Louisianans and thousands of visitors to New Orleans are careening toward Fat Tuesday tomorrow. A digital online clock shows fewer than 17 hours until Mardi Gras. From Washington, this is NPR News. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin says Russia needs to modernize its arsenals to meet new threats, among them the planned U.S. missile shield in Europe. Putin says Russia will develop weapons capable of penetrating the shield. He also says Russia plans to spend hundreds of billions of dollars on new hardware, including missiles, submarines, and aircraft. Putin is trying to reclaim the presidency in elections next month. Lawyers for an Islamist militant accused of making explosives for the 2002 Bali bombing are arguing that charges against their client should be dropped. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Jakarta that the militant was a top operative with a Southeast Asian affiliate of the Al-Qaeda network.
Attorney Ashluddin Haqqani told a court here that although his client Umar Patek made the bomb that killed 202 people, he did so at the invitation of the attack's planners and had no idea of how the explosives would be used. The lawyer pointed out that Indonesia's anti-terrorism laws were passed after the bombing and could not be applied retroactively. Umar Patek was a demolitions expert with the Jamaa Islamiya group until his capture last year in Abbottabad, Pakistan, the same town where Osama bin Laden was killed. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Jakarta.
Bitter weather in Afghanistan has left more than 40 people dead. An Afghan official says most of those frozen to death were children in the country's coldest winter in years. Many people who died were in camps in Kabul, where they'd fled from fighting elsewhere in Afghanistan. Parts of the upper southern U.S. are recovering from a big snowstorm that charged through over the weekend. Crews are out today restoring power to tens of thousands of people. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.